Man, Eric, it's such a great day here in Angel Grove.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh no, it's Rita Repulsa and Lord Zedd. They're here to ruin the day with their bad musical taste, and they're sending their monsters to fight us.
Jonathan, you know what we have to do?
It's Kipo time.
Graduation.
Weddings.
Quinceañeras.
All parties and events.
Give DJ Kipo a call for all your party needs. He DJs quinceañeras, graduations, weddings, and all the other types of parties. He can be reached at 806-441-0491 or Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok. John Eric. Media.
Okay, here we go.
All you ladies, pull your chi-chis out. This is the JP Lopez Show. Also, if you're a transgender, pull your pecker out. This is the JP Lopez Show.
What is up? Thank you for tuning back into the JP Lopez Show. I got my boy and his circle here. You little slapdick motherfuckers, man.
Hit the game, hit the play. Yeah.
I started to explain it before the show, but I wanted to explain it on the show. You fuckers really, really remind me of how we partied, how the same way y'all party is how we partied. But now you guys are really a generation of where the public really thinks y'all are pussies and y'all are soft. And I know y'all are not, you know, because I see y'all been coming around for so long. I know you guys are different from the picture that's painted of your generation. But I really wanted to have y'all on to really, I guess, prove people wrong. Or in for lack of a better term, for that type of shit. So that's really why I wanted to have you on. Because I really know that you guys are just like us, man. Me and Eric, we would fucking party our asses off, go to school, and then work our fucking asses off. And it was just a revolving door of the same shit. Just work our ass off for fucking pennies and then use those pennies to have the times of our lives and shit.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty sums up pretty much.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, what I see in y'all is the same shit that we did, man. And I fucking love it. Like, I love really having, there's really never a problem when y'all are at our house late at night, other than that one time when the motherfucker wants to sing country music at 5 in the morning at the top of his lungs. Mr. Andrew.
Tell him about it, Drew.
Listen, I was at a concert.
You were at a concert, or you were performing a concert, motherfucker?
Performing one.
That's probably like the first and only time I've ever been pissed off at y'all, man. Only because, like, what if the cops showed up? What the fuck are y'all gonna do?
That'd be a great story.
Y'all were young as shit. Like a lot. I mean, y'all are still young now, but y'all were way younger then. That was what, like 2 years ago?
Just about
something. Yeah.
Like. Yeah, dude. I was like, what the fuck would y'all have done? The cops are coming. Mr. fucking Mr. Girth Brooks was out there. Like, what the fuck? And my room is on the whole other side of the fucking property, and I heard this asshole.
The walls are thin.
It's a brick house, you asshole. Yeah, but anyway, that's really why I wanted to have you on, man. But what is your full name?
My full name is, are y'all ready? Gregory Adam Cervantes Jr.
But everyone knows you as Adam.
Everyone knows me as Adam.
Yeah. And you came up through Cooper, right?
Love it, Cooper.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You and Logan went to school together?
We went to high school together. I didn't meet him until high school. And then I met Drew and Ped from Logan. Like what?
Junior year of high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And ever since then, we've just been every weekend together, you know? Yeah.
We had another group of friends, but I brought him along because they're all fake as hell. So
yeah.
I mean, with Adam, you already know you got a real one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This motherfucker's gonna tell you how he feels off the rip.
Yeah, even whenever I hang out, I still cuss.
If it's
him
good
out.
News or bad news,
exactly.
And then Andrew's been knowing Isaiah for
Since sixth grade?
Sixth grade, yeah.
But I've known Logan longer since
fourth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in the same class.
Oh, y'all were in the same elementary?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What gay elementary was it?
Preston Smith.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why wasn't I invited?
Y'all got bus there?
It was walking distance.
It was walking. No, it was walking distance. Yeah, man. Happy to have you on, and I got my boy on the episode for it, finally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Finally invited me on.
Exactly. Mr. Isaiah. Mr. Cool Beans.
It was more of a diversity thing. We have to have one black guy on the show.
We made our quota for John Eric.
You had turned your mic off.
Come on, you're out.
You've had your few seconds. Turn the motherfucker off. You're not canceling the
one. Thank you for coming, man.
I appreciate it.
So we're gonna take a break and we'll come back. Zaya's gonna be gone.
Taking my way out.
But I have a question that I really wanted to ask you, man. So you guys, there's so much pressure on the younger generation. Like I said, because y'all are painted as lazy. You guys are painted as entitled and shit, right? Mm-hmm. But the old way of living was, graduate school, find a wife, have kids, start a family, get your career. That old way of life, is that something that y'all see yourself striving to be in y'all's way of living?
I think.
Or is it different?
I think it's about the same, but maybe not finding a wife, just because nowadays it's just bachelor life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think definitely I'm trying to find a wife.
You were probably gonna say it before I cut you off. You can see yourself eventually getting married?
Eventually, but I'm not trying to rush anything, you know? Right now it's hard to find actual love, you know what I mean? Because everything's on the internet. It's hard to find real girls, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Real with like housewife things.
That are not stunning for social media.
Exactly. Exactly.
So would you say your parents are old school?
Yeah, I'd say they're old school.
Would you see yourself living an old school
relationship with a girl? Yeah, that'd be the dream to be old school.
That's what you want to be. So it's not nothing that y'all are shying away from.
No. If anything, I think I'm going that way.
So what do you think the problem is? The problem is the girls?
Yeah.
Or what?
For sure.
They got everybody at the touch of their hand for the phones.
So do you chase a girl if you like her? And I'm not being funny with that. Mm-hmm. Like, is it not worth it because you already know she's got like 100 people in her DMs every day? Or do you still say, fuck it, like, I'm going to go for it?
It depends. Like,
You don't want to be embarrassed or
do you want me to tell him about his old girl that he was chasing?
Let's not do that
one. she was on Lubbock's Most Wanted.
Oh yeah, she was. She ended up on
that. Yeah, you like them
lost
bad.
Lost everything.
You like the bad bitches, literally.
Exactly. Teardrop and everything.
So like you really like this chick. This is a hypothetical chick, right?
I did, yeah.
No,
yeah.
This is a hypothetical.
Oh, hypothetical? Okay.
You really, really like this chick. But she's a bad chick. Like, you know she's her DMs are flooded.
Mm-hmm.
You still pursue it, or?
Well, if she's showing interest, then yeah.
But I'm saying, yeah. I mean, you wouldn't really like her if she didn't show any.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't care?
You would chase her? I'd pursue it, but to a certain extent.
I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
But to me, outside looking in, these are questions that I've never asked y'all, but on the outside looking in, I've really thought that maybe I was just like, fuck that.
No, I'd pursue it.
I think it's hard to find a girl at the ripe age of 20, you know what I mean?
To pursue.
Everyone's in college, everyone's partying. Every girl that we met parties, you know what I mean? And you see them, they go out every weekend, even whenever we don't go out every weekend.
So
they're out.
What do you mean, like you pursue an older girl?
Well, I mean, I don't know if
pursue, but they're usually better.
I definitely hang out with a few older girls.
Not pursue, but maybe prefer an older girl?
Well,
what's older to you, like 25?
About 28.
God damn, for real?
25 ain't bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess, but.
Well, damn, by the time you get to know
your girl, 28 means that she's already got kids and, like, a baby daddy, because I mean, ain't nobody stay together.
I mean, I fuck with fruit snacks. I'll eat that motherfucker. <fruit snacks. laughs>
So 25?
That's a decent age.
And where do you talk to bitches? On the internet, basically? Or
just
do you...
About.
When y'all go out, are you dancing and hollering at him, or
if he's trashed, he does.
Yeah, but if I'm hungry and not and have a buzz, then no, I'm just sitting down.
Yeah, bitching the entire time.
Yeah.
God damn, I'm finding more and more about you that I don't like, man. Me I thought you were cool, bro. I thought you were chill. I didn't know you were an emotional
drunk.
You
see his good sides. We see his bad sides.
Hell yeah.
There was one time he was dancing around the circle with the chair. Next lap, he was with the girl.
He couldn't find a girl, so he started dancing with the
chair. Yeah,
chair. Fuck yeah. Make it
happen. Don't high-five that motherfucker. Yeah. Don't
I'm all about making the fun happen. Fuck yeah.
We were at a bar full of single chicks.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Me and Ped found a girl, and then Drew couldn't find one, so he just started dancing.
Fuck yeah. Fuck. Make your own fun.
Well, I usually don't like beating my own dick, but I guess you can do that.
I mean, I don't like it, but I'll do it.
I do it best, I guess.
Move, I'll do it. That's my next question is, a hot-ass chick out in public, you holler at her?
Depends how drunk I am.
Where are we at, though? That's the thing.
Let's just say school or like, out at the club.
School, most definitely. I've done it before. Worst you can say is no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Five years from now, are you going to fucking remember that?
But that I'm asking these questions because, I mean, that's what paints the picture of your generation is, like, you'd rather hit her up on Snapchat than go actually talk to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's easier to be bold online.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's easier to be bold online, you know? So I think that's why most people... That's why they do it online, like Tinder, Grindr, and all that shit. It's easier to pull your... I'm not on Grindr, okay?
No, I'm sure you're not.
Here's my handle.
Can I do a plug real fast?
What about homosexuality? You like men?
Huh? All right, you fucker, turn that off.
And one thing about me, I love a good wiener, honey.
I like a good footlong, Cody. What can I say?
I'm finding more about Adam that I didn't know either. No, man, but so you're going to holler at a chick in person? You got the balls to do that?
Am I intoxicated or not?
No, you're sober.
No, I'm not that confident.
What the fuck, bro?
Not that confident.
Let me tell you, we went to a concert. Where was it at? The Texas Tech?
Oh, hell.
He had two girls hauling at him.
The Coetzel concert?
It was one.
Yeah, the Coetzel concert.
She was like 38.
Yeah, but... Why?
It's what we did to him.
That's a fucking fantasy, dude.
Bro.
She was talking to the entire concert, touching with his hat, putting it on.
Exactly. I was like, go on, again. I'm finna go drink with my homies after.
It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none, I guess.
One thing that really fucking, like, blew my mind, because it was the same type of shit that we all did. Me, my boy Adrian, Eric, we always did this shit. And I think it was probably like one of the first few times you started coming around. It just, dude, it was awesome. Cause they were all gonna go out and then you showed up. And then they were like, oh shit, I thought you had a date. You were like, yeah, it's done. Like, I already went on a date. And dude, we used to do that shit all the time, bro. We used to like, fuck, man, I gotta take this girl out. Like, fuck, let's go out to eat at 6. Like, at 6? Yeah, because we're fucking going out at 9. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'd fucking get our dates done early and then bounce out with the guys later that night.
All I need is 20 minutes and I'll be out of there.
I couldn't tell you how many times I had to, like, go pick up my mom, or we had to go to church in the morning and I had to, and then fucking park them at their house and let's go out.
I think I still went to church the night after. I swear I went to church.
Yeah, man. So I thought that was pretty fucking cool. But I was like, this fucking kid, man. It's just like the same shit we used to do.
Hey, man, you got to experience life. You know, whenever you're young, what stories are you going to tell to your kids, you know?
You score more dates through chicks at work or chicks in your regular...
Well, through work, I was going crazy. I think I... pretty much went through all of them at work. I think I really did. I even had this 40-year-old at me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to say her name, but man, every time I was in the cash
office. But did you say she was 40? Like this fucker right here. What the fuck?
I was like, yeah, she's 40.
Dude, how the fuck did you turn that down, bro?
Oh, my God.
That was two of them, too.
I bought that hat and I was like, no.
You could have got it later that night, dude.
No.
It's Cowboys Law, man. She put your
you could have went home with both them motherfuckers, your hat and that chick.
I would have took the fat girl for you. I would have. Swear to God. I don't know. I would have took the other one. I don't look.
I'm just assuming. Just assuming.
It may be a battle, but I'm up for that motherfucker, Drew. You know I got you.
Damn it, Andrew. Fuck. You're losing points today, bro.
He got 0 points. It don't matter. Motherfuckers got 0 XP, dude. Come on now.
So, growing up, man, there was a lot of pressure on me, like, from my dad mostly, to, like, I guess become something of myself, like to be something, to make something of my life. And, like, all throughout my childhood and then high school and then through college, man, like, my dad was always on my fucking ass. Did y'all grow up like that?
No, my dad wasn't really like that. My mom was like,
well, not maybe your mom. If,
yeah,
maybe your mom, not your dad. But were your parents on your ass?
Yeah. Whenever the grades would get low, I'd have to bump them up all the way. But they weren't like straight A's this, straight A's that. But I eventually got to there because I like hearing the "Oh, good job, mijo" or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But what about like high school and you got a job?
No, no, I got the job by myself because I didn't want to play football no more. So I said, I'm going to go work. So my dad, because my dad thought he wanted me to stay in football because if he was under the assumption that I'd start doing drugs and drinking while with my coworkers, but that never happened.
That was after.
Yeah, that was after.
That was after high school.
Yeah, that was after high school.
So what about you? Were your mom on your ass, your dad on your ass?
My mom was on my ass about school. My dad was on my ass about making money. I think he started that around whenever I was 14, 15. He started being my ass about fucking working. He wasn't really worried about school too much. My mom covered that end. And so I was in football for a while, and I quit just because I love sports, but I hated being forced to do sports. Like baseball, I played baseball all my life, but my dad was always on my ass about doing it.
He burnt you out?
He burnt me the fuck out.
So when did you quit playing sports?
I quit baseball around 12, but man, I should have stayed on it because I was a badass. I don't want to brag, but yeah. I was bad. I had recruiters on me for a while.
So if your dad wasn't on your ass, you probably would have stayed in baseball?
If my dad wasn't on my ass, and if he actually showed up to all of them, I would have stayed.
It's fucking Babe Ruth across the table right now.
I would have stayed in football and baseball if he wasn't on my ass.
And how bad, like, he was that dad in the... And the stands and shit, like, on your ass?
He was on my ass.
In
he
the
got,
game?
Yeah, like, he got softer around my high school year, but still, like, years of him being on my ass, you know what I mean? That burned me out. So I was like, I kind of wanted to retaliate and, like, not be in it.
Yeah.
Just to show him that I'm going to make my own decisions. I'm not going to follow you anymore. You know what I mean?
What about your work ethic, though? Did you get that on your own, or was it coached?
No, I guess I could have been coached while I was young, but it's just my grandpa fucking worked. Fucking, he was a welder for 40 years, man. So I was always with my grandpa. I was always with my older brother. My older brother knew my dad and whatnot since he was younger. So I guess, I don't know if he was worse or better. I don't know. But my brother worked his ass off. So I just look up to my brother. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I didn't want to disappoint him. You know what I mean?
Your brother was older?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And way older a couple years?
He's about 28, so yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, so I look up to him for sure.
So like, your brother was kind of like your pops?
Oh,
a little bit.
For sure.
I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, man. When Isaiah was a kid, this dude, he had the lazy gene, like, embedded in his DNA, and we had to coach that shit out of him big time. And I couldn't even be more prouder of his work ethic now, man. Because, I mean, shit, he ain't ever home any day. He's always out fucking working, doing school, working out. And it was a concern of mine, man, because when he was a kid, like, fuck this kid. I was like, man, this kid is lazy. And I can see Andrew being lazy like that. He probably still is. He said he was asleep all day today.
Yeah, all today.
But if you would have saw the weekend we had, it's Ooh. Understandable. Fuck, man.
So the weekend in New Mexico was badass?
Oh, yeah. It was enjoyable.
So that's the thing, too, man. I mean, like, I really got to applaud all you guys because y'all are doing life just like we did, man. We were fucking out of town having a blast with what we had. I mean, we weren't trying to flex for, I mean, there was no social media back then, so we weren't flexing for nobody. We were just doing our own shit, and that's how I see all y'all fuckers doing is just doing y'all's own shit.
Yeah, hell, I didn't take any pictures and post anything.
No, hell no. I'm more worried about having experience with y'all than posting online, yeah. You know?
I don't even know. I didn't even know if you have a social media presence, do you?
All I have is a Snapchat.
For real?
And Tinder.
Grindr. Grindr.
So that's all you have is a Snapchat?
That's all I have.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, like, obviously you guys are a unit. Do you think that other circle of friends are on their phones more than you guys are?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Whenever we were out of town, we were all having fun drinking, and they were on the couch just on their phone, watching
Quiet.
TV.
We were playing cards.
We were playing
cards.
We were doing whatever we could.
I don't even know if they're friends, to be honest. Like, we were hanging out, having a good time, playing cards, and they're watching TV. I'm like, do you want to play cards? Nah, we're good. I'm just
you
on
want
my
a
phone.
Beer? No, but let me take an 18 rack and drink two the whole weekend.
But on their phone the whole weekend? Yeah.
The whole
not time. Talking, not nothing. They're just sitting there.
Like, this one chick went, and I didn't even know her name.
She didn't talk to us the whole time. Mm-hmm. She didn't introduce herself. She didn't say hi. So I was like, okay, I guess that's just the way you are. But
so you went and took a trip to look at your phone and have your head down the whole
She went on a trip to go be on her phone in New Mexico, pretty much.
That's crazy, man.
What a waste of money.
With no service where we were at. We had no service, but we had Wi-Fi. Yeah.
So, man, yeah. No, I couldn't.
I couldn't Mm-mm. believe it.
But you guys, let's say that you're having an episode on how they're painting a picture of you today on being.
They're lying. Promise.
Being
lying.
The way you are when you're drunk, right?
It's not a Picasso.
But you have these guys that are putting you in your place, right?
Yeah.
We put you in check.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's my secret service right there.
Yeah. I keep them in check.
And that's the thing, man, is like I don't think that this generation has anybody that keeps them accountable for whatever the bullshit that they're doing.
Well, because everything's publicized, you know what I mean?
And I think
close friendships like this aren't fucking on the internet.
Yeah, because our group is so small and condensed that we have no problem putting each other in check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I think that's healthy as fuck.
Exactly.
But it's also foreign as fuck too.
Yeah. Like this motherfucker's acting out in public, drinking a little bit, and I tell him, chill out. Do you need to be acting like this? And he listens.
So who's got the highest alcohol tolerance out of all y'all?
I don't know about Ped. I'll be honest, because you didn't want to drink anymore at close to the end of the night, and I was taking the other people's drinks.
Somebody at the end of the night ends up watching me.
Yeah. And it was me last.
So you've got the lowest tolerance, or do you just go 0 to 100?
Zero
to 100 real fast. Which gets fucking exhausting, dude. I tell
you that much. He was like dead like 10 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, no, it was about 10:30.
But then you dragged it out because we stopped you down and like you continued for.
It was like
hour
maybe 12.
He left because I was going to throw his tantrum. Then he came back. He's like, "I'm drinking till 2," and then I was out. And then they said he was throwing up.
So that's the thing, man. Is like we would party balls. We'd fucking, you know, to be honest with you, and I'm not just saying that because you know. My son's here. Mm-hmm. Drugs were never our thing. We never fucked with drugs. Never. We had a couple friends that, like, would smoke weed, but that was it. It was just alcohol. And so that was our shit, just getting fucked up. And we went to San Antonio for a bowl game. Tech made a bowl game. And we partied. We first get the first fucking bar we get there. It's probably, like, 8 o'clock. And Eric buys a like a fishbowl martini glass looking. It was a martini glass, but it was huge, man. I'm not lying to you. It's like way bigger than like 3 of his head. Oh, and it was like, man, let's just say it's like $20. And he's drinking it at the table. I thought this asshole bought it for the table. No, he bought it for himself. He comes to the table and he's just drinking it himself. And
he's like, man, there's no alcohol in here. There's no fucking alcohol in here. And he drank it all in like 20 minutes. Damn. So he was like, I'm going to go get another one. And we were like, fuck. So he went and got another one. He smashes that. And he is shit-faced. Like, I really thought he was going to fall into the river walk in the water because he was shit-faced. And he was already ready to be put to bed at 9 o'clock. And we got there at 8.
Was his name Andrew?
I get done.
But no, I'm telling you that story because that's the only fucking story that I can remember out of all my friends, out of all of our years of partying that we were, like, really concerned about. Because we just always handled our shit. Maybe Eric was going through something that day. I don't know. But
probably was.
But, yeah. So are you going through some shit every time you're drinking?
Yeah, I don't even want to drink with me no more. Well, I was broken.
I was only taking shot for shot. Plus, I was drinking another motherfucker's drink. Dude, I was sauced as a motherfucker, man.
Fucking God, A, dude. Yeah.
Because we had a whole 30 rack. We finished it. And so our other friend, Zach, I finished about 7 or 8 of his beers. And so it doesn't even account for the fact that I was drinking already. And then I took about like 8 shots, 4 back to back. And then he still wants a drink, even though he was sitting there.
We were just down in jello shots because we were playing Screw Your Neighbor.
Hell yeah.
And we just down every time we lost.
That's the thing too, man. I you guys remind me of me and how we did it because you guys always show up with a couple bottles. Me and Eric always had a couple bottles. Like, we always downed those bottles and then still went partying. And you guys, in my opinion, I've never really seen y'all act a damn fool, you know? I commend you that for that. But I say all that because is your circle unique? Like, are y'all the only ones doing this shit?
I think so.
I would think so for sure.
Because I don't know any other circle this small and tight.
And for so long, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try to bring someone in. At least once a year, and they don't last.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they brought me in because they were all tight. Drew and Ped and Logan and Luis were tight, and I was friends with Logan, and he brought me in around freshman, sophomore year. And I'm glad that I got friends with them because my old group of friends, they would, like, they'd make a whole thing, and I wouldn't get invited. I'd just see it on Snapchat, like what I had.
Oh, shit.
And I'd be like, what the fuck?
That's a slap in the face like a motherfucker,
like, what the
bro.
Fuck? I only grew up with these motherfuckers since fucking middle school, you know what I mean?
It's probably because you were fucking all their girls.
I didn't want to say it.
Maybe all their moms.
Yeah, their mom. Nobody was safe in that motherfucker.
I'm just saying, dude. Don't hit the player. Hit the game. Fuck. It's not my fault they're hitting on me. Fuck.
That's crazy, dude. I don't know, man. It's just, I really see a lot of us, you know, coming up in y'all, and I really don't see it in anyone else. Like, there's a lot of kids in our family that are fucking strangers to us. You know what I mean? Because every time we get together, like, their heads are in their phone, they don't say a word, and we've been hanging out at the same fucking living room for hours, bro, and I ain't heard a peep from that person. Mm-hmm. And they're family members, and they're y'all's age. And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck is going on with this generation? Mm-hmm. And then I see y'all guys, and y'all fucking give me hope that, like, man, like, all right.
Well, I can say the same about my family. I've grown up with them, so I've been like, I can tell who I don't want to hang out around. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of around the same around certain family, but around y'all, I'm open. I feel full trustworthy around y'all. You know what I mean?
And I think it helps that sometimes when we're just chilling in the living room or something, just on our phones, we're like, damn, say something.
Yeah.
We just call each other out most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that goes back to, you know, being accountable or whatever. But Luis has been in Isaiah's life for, I mean, since, like I said, he was his best friend since kindergarten. And like you're saying, like, you got invited into this circle, and that's how we were, man. Like Eric had friends from his past. I had friends from my past, and then it we all, like, gelled together. And then, like you said, people didn't survive the partying or whatever, or people got girlfriends. And do y'all have – it just brought a thought. Do y'all have friends that, like, get girlfriends and then ghost y'all for
– I had a friend since – maybe elementary. We play baseball. We play football together. Got a girlfriend. I don't talk to that motherfucker at all.
And then when he breaks up, he's like, what's up, dude?
He moved for a little bit, and then he was texting me like a motherfucker. But he's been with this girl for a long time, and I don't talk to him. I talk to him maybe one text every few weeks.
Yeah, we have buddies coming up that you just knew they had a girlfriend because they'd fucking ghost you. And then you knew when he was single because then motherfucker wanted to party again.
And she gets mad every time he comes home smelling like cigar. Like, we'd smoke a cigar every once in a while. Like, are you drinking? Are you smoking a cigar? Are you doing all this? I'm like, how old are you? You're like 21, right? You can do your own things. I'm like, I didn't know your mom was living with you. You know
what I mean? Damn, you're already 40 in marriage.
Exactly, motherfucker.
How did y'all get into cigars, man?
I started most of it.
Yeah, he had that big set, big bag. Remember, you brought it.
Well, my buddy San Juan was like, oh, your son likes cigars. And I'm like, yeah. So he's like, I'll take him some. And I'm expecting, you know, a handful of cigars. Yeah. Did y'all see that? No, did y'all? Oh, so y'all saw a picture. What would y'all say? How many, on average, if you had to guess, how many cigars were?
I thought the motherfucker was Saddam Hussein himself. The motherfucker had an arsenal, dude.
Dude, he brought a whole table full of bags of cigars. And I was like, damn, man, my boy likes cigars. I didn't know he wanted to sell
these motherfuckers. I think I got black lung the first week. We smoked a shit ton of cigars.
So Isaiah got you into cigars?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
My first cigar was at Cuban in Miami.
Senior trip.
Was that your first cigar?
Yeah.
So, okay.
I used to smoke cigarettes and fucking the... Okay, my bad. Just dropping it down. Cigarettes and Black and Milds. Black and Mild, wood tip, wine. Those are my shit, dude. I
love a Black and Mild.
Those are my shit, dude.
I fucking love a Black and Mild. So, your very first cigar was a fucking actual Cuban cigar in Miami, in Little Havana.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure you're chasing that, right? Have you found a cigar that can match that, or no?
I don't think I found one yet because I'm like developing my taste still. So I think comparing it to that.
But you had no taste for one.
Yeah.
And it still set the bar.
Yeah, it still set it pretty high. But I'm still trying to find it. Yeah.
I couldn't imagine going back there. Mm-mm. Because if I'm not a cigar guy, and I already know you are, if we went back there, I would drop.
I would stock up if I would go back. I would
drop cash like a motherfucker on those cigars.
I would drop a lot, too, because they have a lot of imported stuff, and then they just go straight to there.
I was clueless, but now that you know a bunch of shit, like, yeah.
It's like going to a highly paid fucking escort and then going to a $25 one. You know what I mean?
It kind of is like that.
For your first time.
You know the difference, exactly. Your expectations are always to heaven, and then now you go back to the fucking 48th Street. You know what I mean?
Avenue Q bitches.
At least they're cheaper, I guess.
Some toothless bitches.
Hey, don't dog with this one. I'd rather die from Miss
The ones
Q,
that
dude.
Whistle when they talk. Hey, man, we'll take a break. Come right back.
Well, it was a long process, but we finally got the Generic Media Studio looking exactly like we wanted.
Yeah, Jonathan, it looks awesome, man.
Eric, dang it, dude. Not again.
Yep. Here they come.
I'm so sick and tired of that giant lizard and giant ape fighting all the time. They wrecked our studio. Dude, why aren't you upset?
Look, take it easy, though, buddy. I got a trick up my sleeve. Let's call Patriot Paint and Construction.
Patriot Paint and Construction?
Yeah, they service commercial and residential customers, and they specialize in paint, drywall, and all types of remodeling. And best of all, they take no money up front.
Are they a new company or what?
Actually, Jonathan, they've been in business for more than 14 years, and they're actually insured and bonded as well.
Quick, give me their number. I gotta call them over here right now.
Give them a call at 806-544-7199. And let them know that you heard about them on the Generic Media Network. Hey man, I don't think we should be out here on the farm so late. Can't the goats and sheep wait to be taken care of like till tomorrow?
Normally, yes. But you know, that thing has been lurking around town lately.
Okay, well, let's just hurry. It's cold and I'm scared of the dark.
Okay, let's just get the animals put in the... Oh, no.
Oh, man, it's the...
Chupacabro.
Yo, what's good, my guys? Just thought I'd drop in on my favorite bras. Maybe see if you dudes had anything I could nosh on.
Please, bro, don't eat our goats.
Yeah, man. Please, spare the little cuties.
Ew, that's way harsh, my dogs. What kind of mythical urban legend do you take me for? I need something much less gnarly than barn animals.
Bro, then we got just the thing for you.
Yeah, man. Why don't you check out Tigre Burritos?
Tigre Burritos? Nice. Like, what kind of grindage would I be partaking in?
Well, they offer breakfast burrito combinations that include sausage, chorizo, potato, and egg.
And they offer lunch burritos that include beef and chicken fajitas, barbacoa, carne guisada, chile verde, and more.
And if you're feeling something other than a burrito, they also serve quesadillas and menudo.
Dude, that's wicked perfect for when the chupacabro had too many cervezas the night before and wakes up feeling all goose and whatnot.
Okay.
Well, Tigre Burritos is open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they're located at 720 Highway 62 in Wolford, Texas.
Yeah, go terrorize them instead of us.
Ah, I'm so stoked to stuff my pie hole with delish comida. I always thought you guys were some kind of posers, but you're really some OGs for hipping me to Tigre Burritos. I'm going to go and pick up my Betty right now and cruise on down there. Thanks, Broseph.
No problem, Chupacabro. Shaka.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
And we're back. So, real quick, man, before Adam blacks out, I wanted to ask both y'all fuckers, man. Andrew, I'll ask you first. What's one thing that you took from your dad that your dad showed you?
I think it's the work ethic he has. He's always hitting it, being a truck driver, owner operator. But that has slowed. But yeah, I think it's just his work ethic. Yeah.
Growing up, did you like strive to like make him proud, or that wasn't a concern or an effort for you?
I don't think that was much of a concern. I think it was a competition between me and my brother.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You had a competition for you and your brother for your parents.
No, I just wanted to be better than him.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's older or younger?
He's older. He's a year older.
Oh fuck! So maybe that was a fresh older? Like a rivalry your whole life then. Did y'all share rooms, or y'all each had y'all's own?
We shared rooms, and then we finally built one in the garage, and then I moved in there. Yeah.
And that was later on in life, or
that was like sixth grade. It wasn't later, but it was okay. Like sixth grade.
Fuck, bro, that was a rivalry your whole life.
Video games. He was always better at video games.
Yeah.
But like when he came to something, he would pick on me, and I'd end up whooping his ass, and I get in trouble. So
you were stronger than
yeah.
Him? Fuck. I ask you that because, like, I always strive to make my pops proud, and I think that me being who I am, like not touching drugs, and I don't really. You can say, "Yeah, well, you're a fuck up with alcohol," but I really never thought of alcohol as a bad thing because. You're Rasa, bro. You know, alcohol is going to be at a family function. Mm-hmm. Alcohol is going to be at a fucking baptism, bro. Right?
Yeah.
Right or wrong?
Yeah.
So that's how I grew up. Like, alcohol was everywhere, so alcohol ain't shit. But I strived to make my dad proud. So with that being said, I never wanted to, like, get high. Like, never wanted to, do bad in school as far as, like, grades-wise. I was a fuck up in school as far as like being a class clown, but as far as my grades, they were always good. But that's why I asked, man. I really wanted to know, like, if your pops made a fucking like foot on the gas, foot on your neck, like type relationship with you or no?
Not really, but not till recently. I felt the I'm trying to make him proud part of it. I feel that a lot now.
And he shows that more now?
Yeah, he shows it a lot.
And he didn't show that before? No. Or he did?
It was iffy. Cause
you didn't know that your pops was proud of you?
Yeah, it was.
That's crazy, dude. And he never told you?
He would say it sometimes, but then I'd be like, oh, okay.
When you ate a whole bag of chips by yourself?
Yeah. How do you check it, check it.
You ate all of your chips. What about you, bro?
What about me?
Like, what did you take from your pops that was...
I took from my pops not to depend on anyone, no matter what it is. whether it was from fucking fixing my grandpa's well to from making money. I never depend on anyone. That's why I never ask them for money. I never ask anyone for money. I give my parents money. You know what I mean?
Was your pops a handyman? Like,
oh yeah, for sure.
He could fix anything?
We grew up poor. Literally, we grew up poor. We grew up out in the country. If we wanted to fix anything, we'd fix it.
Yeah.
And my dad would be fixing it. I'd be helping him. It'd be my dad fixing it, my older brother, whether he'd be at work or fixing it, and then it'd be me, because I have an older sister, and I wouldn't make her work for shit, dude. I'd fix it, and then my little brother would be fixing it, but I'm not going to be my little brother, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm the older brother. I have to protect that motherfucker, whether it's from fucking him drinking too much or from him trying to fix something and I'd end up doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's one of the negatives that I have for my pops, man, is like my pops always had the money to have someone fix it. You know what I mean? Because he didn't know how to fix it. But I would always want to learn and like be out there to just put an eye on it to see how they did that. And my dad'd be like, hey, get the fuck out of here. Go play or get the fuck out.
I think that's a privilege, though, being able to have your...
Yeah, but it's a privilege until you own your fucking house and exactly. Shit's fucking up and I don't know how to fix shit. Like, dude, I'm YouTubing everything.
We
like,
didn't own shit.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a privilege until it's not a privilege. Like
my dad had plenty of funds to get somebody to fix it, but why would he pay somebody if he could do it?
Yeah, so. Yeah. And my pops grew up... I don't know how he grew up, but he didn't know that shit. But he had the means to pay someone to fix the shit or come into the house and fix shit. So me being, you know, just intuitive and like fucking wanting to learn and shit, like I put interest in it and my dad would always shoo me the fuck away. Like, get the fuck out of there. Like, you're in the way. And I never learned shit like that. Like, if I had something go south at the house, they're my dumbasses YouTubing it because I don't know how to fucking do shit. Like the littlest shit, like fucking fix a sink or replace a fucking faucet. I don't fucking, hell, like
I'll still YouTube it so I know I get it correct.
But you, I envy people like you, bro, like for real. And I'm not just saying that. Like the motherfucker that came up doing shit like that is always going to, in my opinion, always going to succeed because they know how to do every fucking thing.
We didn't have any money to fucking hire a plumber, hire an electrician. We had to fix it. Me and my little brother fucking connected a fucking breaker like whenever we were 12 and 14. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like we always did that shit by ourselves, you know?
And none of y'all were afraid of electricity or nothing?
Never.
Just because y'all didn't know no better though.
Plus that, plus we had no extra money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If we wanted to eat that night, we'd have to fucking fix it ourselves.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. I wish we had extra money, but then I wish we didn't. Just because I learned a lot of life traits doing that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're what, 20 years old?
I'm 19.
So you're 19, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that your life is going as planned?
I would say yes, and I would say no, because I wanted to go to trade school, but I also wanted to prove I wasn't dumb.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm going to college.
So we talked off air, and I expressed to you that I can't tell you enough that no one that knows you thinks you're dumb. I think that's the pressure that you put on yourself. But... would you say 90% you think that your life is going the way you want it to go?
I wouldn't even say 90%. I'd say 70% just because I'm going to college and I'm literally trying to prove I'm not dumb, Drippy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to prove I'm not dumb and then I'll see what I do after I get my associates.
What's going to prove that you're not dumb?
I don't know. Getting a good job.
Yeah?
Literally, yeah. Getting a good job. I don't know. I'm just...
So you get a good job, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion... like how I think that you're thinking, mm-hmm. you get a good job, it's going to be another excuse that you have to do something else to prove you're not dumb.
It's never going to be enough.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. And I think that's a good thing, like to stay hungry and to want more for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Really and truly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it fucks myself up because I never think I'm enough. You know what I mean?
Like, even though I had a 4.0 last year, I'm never going to think I'm enough. You know what I mean? I'm still going to strive for more, but when is enough enough? You know what I mean?
But that's good, dude. That goes back to the rivalry with him and his brother. Like, always want the best and want to be the best.
But when are you going to be enough?
You'll figure that out when you're 40 and fucking 60-year-olds.
Yeah,
I know you like them older women.
Yeah, I guess.
Zay, what would you say that I taught you? A good one trait that I taught you?
I think don't be soft.
Yeah.
Like, being through sports and then also showing me like people aren't going to like pamper me growing up.
Yeah, the world is going to chew you up and spit you out, man. Yeah,
that taught me a lot, especially being in sports all through public school.
I couldn't tell you how many times, like, y'all would win a game at Irons, right? And it's and
I'm putting it on my hand right now.
No, but I'm just saying y'all are excited because y'all won a game, right?
Yeah.
And I couldn't say how many times we're going to go pick him up, and my wife is like, do not talk shit to him. I'm like, And as soon as he would open that door to get in, I'm like, motherfucker, you missed this tackle. You were fucking soft on this play, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, we won. I was like, yeah, that's not the fucking point.
It was like winning the damn Super Bowl when we won.
I saw a meme that said, you can't hurt my feelings. My dad used to pick me up after my football games. But I don't know, man. My dad really, really installed fear in me more than anything. And I look at y'all guys as not being fearful. I think y'all guys are doing life right. I think you guys are enjoying life. I can't speak more highly of you guys and y'all's friendship and y'all's circle, man. It's fucking awesome to see. It really is. It's a breath of fresh air compared to how I said, man, like the painted picture of your generation, like, because you guys are just doing the opposite. It's everything, like, for real. I enjoy it. I really enjoy seeing it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. But don't beat yourself up, bro, because you're never going to fucking never not be dumb to yourself. You got to change your way of thinking, brother. I think so. And stop parking.
Backwards.
Stop backing into your parking.
I'll try.
I think that's what's making you more dumb, is backing into your parking spot. It's
got to be.
Oh, man. Do you have any shout-outs, bro?
No, bro, no shout out.
No? You want to shout out your mom?
No.
No?
My mom's a great person. I've never dogging her. Yeah. She's been to me fucking ride or die. Yeah. She's always supported me. She's always done everything. Like, I support her.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. And off air, and I'll say it on air, man. Like, I keep telling my boy that in your whole fucking lifetime, man, there's never going to be ever another woman that loves you more than your mom. Your mom's going to love you more than any fucking woman. You're going to be 50 years old, married to the love of your life, and your mom has loved you more than that woman loves you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But you have any shout-outs, bro?
My family.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shout out your pops, bro.
Yeah. I don't know if they listen, but yeah. I shout them out, and then my whole crew. Louis, if you...
Lewis ain't listening to this shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Zay, you got any shout outs?
Nah, I don't got any.
No. Well, I can't fucking thank y'all guys enough, man. Like, I really, this whole 2024, man, I'm taking this podcast to whole new insight to whole new depths that, you know, show and paint different pictures. Of course, we're going to have some slapdick shit episodes that, you know, we're going to have everybody back on. That you guys are used to, but I really want to let you guys know that I really want to get some fresh new faces, some fresh new thoughts and ideas on the podcast, man. And you guys are the start of it, and I thank y'all enough, man. I can't thank y'all enough, but thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to shout out the Pandejos every Friday. I want to shout out the whole John Eric Media Deep Dive. That motherfucker's getting good, man. Y'all better listen to the Deep Dive every Monday with Donnie Flamingo. And shout out my wife, my mom, my entire family, and thank you to my boy for being here. But love you guys, man. And before I go, once again, shout out DJ Kipo, the official DJ of the JP Lopez Show, and Patriot Paint and Construction, and Theater Burrito. Have y'all fucked with Theater Burrito?
No.
Y'all better fucking tell me yes.
No, I wanted to go.
Man. Y'all better yes. go, man. Go. There you go. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, lie to me, man. But, man, until next time, guys, read some books!